This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate.
Kate, how are you? What's going on? How was your weekend?
Oh my gosh, Rachel, I had a blast this weekend. I just got to hang out with my husband and we went to On the Border. And for those that don't know, it's good Mexican food. And then we binge watched all of Queer Eye. So we're all caught up on all the social references. Yeah, it was a really relaxing, really nice weekend to kind of have. How about you, Rach?
Very similar. I binge watched all of Queer Eye. I'm doing the French tuck. I'm rolling my sleeves. I'm putting yogurt into my guacamole.
Yeah, you are.
I'm doing all the things. I went to Dallas for a yoga festival with my roommate. Oh my gosh. Have I revealed too much about my current location since I am not allowed to divulge?
No, you...
I'm in a state that you can get to Dallas in one day.
Yeah. That could be Kansas, Missouri, Alaska, if you fly really quickly.
Yeah, I didn't say how I got there. You sussed that out, listener. Okay. Oh, yeah. What's on the menu?
Brownies.
Oh, because you're going to Denver? Good idea. That's hilarious.
No, Rachel, like, why would I want brownies if I was going to Denver? Can you explain that to me?
Because of... Are you serious?
Because it's such a sweet treat. It's such a sweet treat.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
And an episode of just me talking is such a sweet treat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I've heard that that's what they're famous for, so I'll try
That's what I've heard, too. Okay, cool. Kate, So this is a little bit of a weird episode, huh? It is the shocking conclusion to episode 4, where we talked about the behind the scenes of the rules video for optometry's meeting that you were in charge of.
Yeah.
What's going on this week?
Oh my gosh, it is here. It is time. It is optometry's meeting.
Oh.
So yeah, so I get it. All the fun things that I've talked about since forever are actually happening now. And so that's kind of intimidating and scary, but exciting.
That is awesome. So what do you have planned for this week? Tell me all about
it. Okay, let's talk about what I don't have planned. Just kidding. But everything. I have planned everything. So Wednesday, I fly out with my own little wings to Denver. I'm a CE monitor while I'm there. So I'm going to go to some training and go to a Rockies game. I'm really pumped. I'm really pumped for the Rockies game.
Wow.
Go with a bunch of friends. Yeah. And then on.
Do you know who they're playing?
They're playing the Mets, I believe.
Cool.
So I'm excited. I like baseball. And I like mountains, and I like friends, and I like food. And so I think it's going to be an overall good thing. And then I'm trying to be a part of the AOA Plus program while I'm at optometry's meeting. So I have a bunch of events and activities to do. But at the same time, I also have tons of fun defocus stuff to do. And then I also have Johnson & Johnson taping for Insight Studios, which you all will get to see all the glorious benefits of. I've got a reunion for iForward, which I was a part of earlier this year. I go to the UMSL reception. I see eMonitor. I also go to the Luxottica sale and buy some Ray-Bans and buy some Oakley sunglasses for dirt cheap. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds really good. Are you going to make it back to Project Foresight, the location of our great success last year?
I'm hoping to. I was looking at my schedule and I have like a pop-up session and then I'm hopefully going to go to that for a hot second. And then I'm hopefully going to go to the UMSL reception for a hot second and just like make the rounds because 2 UMSL students are in the finals. And so I'm super pumped and they are doing a video also. I think I've revealed too much, but you'll hear this after optometry's meeting. So it doesn't really matter anyways. So I'm hoping to go and just be excited and like cheer them on no matter what happens. And because that was
rub that trophy one more time.
Yeah. And so I just know that that was like just incredible for us to have all of our friends there. It didn't feel like a celebration of us. It felt like a celebration of just like UMSL and just like everybody. I don't know, I just was so happy. It was seriously, I don't think I stopped smiling for like 5 days.
Yeah, I only stopped smiling to cry out of joy.
Yeah.
So, Kate, while you're there, let's talk about what you're going to be doing for this podcast. I have some assignments for you.
Okay.
I have some jobs. So
let me write this down. Hold on. I'm getting up my notepad so that I don't miss a single thing because, Rachel, I'm not disappointing you.
You would never disappoint me, but you better do all these things. Okay. So I'm going to need from you a nightly diary entry of at least 1 minute.
Okay.
A little bit of Kate's day. If I could get some sound of the student bowl, that'd be awesome.
Oh, get some sound of the student
bowl.
Oh my gosh. I forgot to mention.
What?
I am walking in with Justine, who is our representative for the student bowl. It feels like she asked me to be a bridesmaid in our wedding, but she did not. She just asked me to walk in with her for student bowl, and I was like in tears.
So when you walk in for student bowl, like, are you going to do a flip or a strut or like just rip open your shirt or anything?
I'm not 100% sure what Justine would like out to be at this point, but I think we're going to have rehearsals later this week.
Okay, cool.
So don't
worry. I'm excited for you. I need some behind the scenes about the rules video. I need some like reaction of the crowd when they're just going crazy when it's revealed.
Can do.
That's what I want. I need a little bit of interview with Dr. Lyerly.
Oh, this is a fun thing. We're having that breakfast together with Fayez too. So
I'm so excited for you guys to be just like local celebrities. Not even local, like people coming into town that you can meet and actually touch and, you know, like all that stuff.
I'm not going to touch people.
Never say never.
I know. You know me. Sometimes I turn into a hugger, but sometimes I don't. We'll just see how the mood strikes me.
Okay. So casual interviews with whoever you want to. And then I have a scavenger hunt for you to do.
Oh my goodness.
And if you accomplish all the things on the scavenger hunt, I will owe you a favor.
This is going to happen because, Rachel, you also owe me like 70 favors by now. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. I feel like we're pretty even.
Well,
we bought each other enough coffee that I think we're pretty close to even.
I was trying to think of a good prize that you could win. Like, I don't even know what. Oh my God. If you do this, I will buy you a microphone for your cell phone.
Rachel, you know that's what I want.
Okay. All right. Here are the things that you need to accomplish in order of...
not in order that you tell me.
No, you can do it in any order that you want, but I just need you to do these things in order to win your prize. You have to send me a picture of an object that is not glasses, but that is shaped like glasses. So that's an easy one.
Like glasses, not glasses.
Yeah. Can't be spectacles. Needs to be shaped like spectacles.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you checked to make sure these items are available at optometry's meeting?
No, I haven't. So good luck to you.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna get creative.
Okay. I need you to get a recording of a doctor recommending their song of the summer. And if they give you a song that didn't come out in 2018, by God, it will not count.
Okay. Of 2018. Okay.
Yep.
Current doctor has to be an adult.
Current doctor, licensed, recent grad does not count. I need that license.
This is okay.
This is an easy one. Here's an easy one. A picture of Howie Mandel.
I'm working that event, so I really want to touch him, but I know I can't because he's afraid of germs.
Yeah, well, don't touch him. If you touch him, you get no prize.
Oh, man. Okay, picture of Howie Mandel. Done. Okay, continue.
Okay. I need you to get a high five from a mascot in a large head.
This is a clarification. Can it be a large eyeball?
Yeah. It can be. It just needs to be a big thing over the person's head. It doesn't have to be shaped like a head.
Okay. Picture documented?
Picture documented. I'm not taking your word for anything.
Okay. I know you don't trust me, but that's fine.
Last one. I need you to get the autograph of a person whose name is Aaron, but it cannot be spelled with an E. It has to be spelled with an A-A. I know.
You know that I was going to go for our Aaron.
Yeah, I know. Good luck to you, Kate.
Aaron. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, I have my list.
Yep.
I am scared. But I'm not scared because I'm positive.
Well, Kate, I'm so excited to listen to all your adventures this week at Optometry's meeting. You'll be just starring in this episode. So I'm so excited for you.
Guys, I'm really pumped. I just like really want everybody just to like be excited for this, because if you aren't happy today yet, you will be. How is that?
Okay, so get ready. It's prestige podcast time.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
Day one, Kate travels to Denver.
Hey, y'all. I've made it. I'm in the airport, awkwardly talking to myself. Off to Denver. I'm gonna check out this kind of next hour on the inside of my eyelids. Talk to you soon. Hey, guys. Real quick. Just moment of pure bliss. Airport trains. I just love them. What can I say? All right, back to your daily scheduled activities. Hi, so I didn't tell you that I was going to check in after I checked into the conference. So, well, I did, and I successfully got my badge, successfully got a backpack, and went to a lecture with actually Dr. Chang. So you can listen to him on some other Defocus Media podcast. His podcast is called The Chang Reaction. I know, super funny. So learned about keratoconus, intacts, cross-linking, contact lenses. And then after that, I just got to do some CE monitor training, and just now I'm hanging out with friends. Gonna go to a Colorado Rockies game. So talk to you guys soon.
Hi, guys. So I'm at a baseball game right now, and I bought a shirt of a player, just like how I bought a shirt and cheered for a Cardinals player. I'm doing the same thing here at the Rockies, and so we're cheering for Lemieux. So let's go Lemieux. I think that's how you say his name, or Lemahi. I'm not sure. Okay, bye.
Day two.
Amazing job. Thank you for all the time, energy, planning, rehearsal. So without further ado, it is my honor to show you the 2018 Rules video from Ansel.
If you'll recall from episode 4, we were very hush-hush about the theme of the Rules video.
You've probably heard of that movie.
Nope!
Now we're proud to announce that the theme was... Greece.
Hi, okay, I'm here with Dr. Brooks. Dr. Brooks is played Mrs. Murdoch in the video for the spirit video, because I can now reveal that our theme was Greece. So, Dr. Brooks, how was the spirit video? Tell me the truth. Give it to me straight.
I thought it was amazing. I mean, I thought all the students were amazing. I loved how Madison sung and all the different people in the roles. It was awesome.
You heard it from the horse's mouth. It's the truth. I'm here with Jonah.
Hello.
So Jonah put in hours upon hours in his video preparation, and he was a dancer, which was incredible to watch. But don't take it from me. I want Jonah to tell you what he thought of the video.
You know, the video is pretty great. Shout out to Lauren for helping us choreograph it and get it together. And Kyle and Connor looked very handsome.
They did. I will agree with you on that one. But they're both about to be married. Well, one is a married man.
Yes, I went to Connor's wedding last weekend.
Yeah, and then one's about to be a married man. So, yeah, we better be careful with that. But I really, Jonah, you put in a lot of hard work. So thank you. Thank you.
That.
All right, we have arrived. We have our seats at Student Bowl. We are right up front. We are excited. I am here with Heather Stern, UMSL student, and we are pumped. So I'm going to let her tell you a little bit how excited she is about Student Bowl.
Woo, 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 woo. I'm so excited. My first Student Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. We're pumped. Okay, so we'll talk to you
to the max.
So we're really excited to cheer on Justine. Justine just went backstage, so we will we'll talk to her in just a little bit. Okay, we're here at Student Bowl. It's me. I'm with Justine, our contestant. How are you? We're excited. How are you feeling?
I'm very nervous, but I'm excited too.
She's been killing it on the practice questions, so she's gonna win. Yep, that's the final answer.
Congratulations to Tahlequah's David Hurd for winning the Essilor Student Bowl. And congratulations to Ketchum for winning the 2018 Spirit Award.
So I'm here with Fayez from our Defocus Media family, and then Peter Jacques from our UMSL family. So guys, we're at this lunch. What did we do? How much fun are we having?
We're having a great time. So we're out here at the Capitol Grill. Took some time away from the conference just to relax and connect with some students and also connect with some industry folks. Mm-hmm. We had Alexotica come out and partner with us to throw the lunch, and it's been a really great networking opportunity.
Awesome. Peter, what are your thoughts on the whole shindig today?
It was delicious. Everything was really good, and the people were delicious too to talk to.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
not to
wow.
eat.
Because I was like, so since we're lunch date with Rachel and Kate, uh-huh. You have to tell me what you had for lunch and what meaning that has for you in your life.
So I have to, you know, scramble and think of the meaning here. But I went with the salad as the appetizer, and then I had the lobster and crab burger.
And
we're just waiting up on desserts, so we'll see what's in store for that.
So maybe this is how it means to your life. I guess this is my role in the Lunch Day with Rachel and Kate family, is that I will interpret your lunch for you. Is you are a free spirit that enjoys going out into the water and just exploring and creating new experiences for yourself, just like the lobster and the crab before they get caught.
I love it. You know what? I think it means maybe that I just like to go with the wave.
Like this. Okay, so Peter, your turn.
I had the salad as the appetizer, and then I had the salad as the main dish. And I guess what that means for me is I'm trying to drop a couple pounds, and then I'm going to try to sneak out of here before the dessert comes, because once that comes, I'm trapped.
Yeah.
So I think what that means in my life is that I'm very restricted, and I don't go with the flow.
Peter's no fun. That's what we're getting to here. No, yeah. Peter's actually really fun.
No, you know what? I think the way that I'm reading that is discipline, you know, because you had all these things that you could have went the wrong way, but you kept it together, you know? You had a goal and you're submitting.
I'm trying to avoid the 10-pound conference. The conference 15.
Yeah, the conference 15 is real.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, we'll hang out with y'all soon.
Even though I, Rachel Simpson, was not at optometry's meeting, my voice was there.
AOSA, the American Optometric Student Association, turns 50 this year. And with a hopeful eye toward the future, we're looking back to better understand how we can keep moving our profession forward.
I mentioned before, I'm available for voiceovers. These student loans aren't going to pay themselves. Day 3. While Kate was at optometry's meeting, she was doing some amazing work with Johnson & Johnson, hosting 10 interviews that you'll be able to find on defocusmedia.com.
Felicia Caban, and she works with marketing for Johnson & Johnson, and she was the one that kind of came up with Insight Studios and just is what has been my point person in Johnson & Johnson. So Insight Studios is like a major production. I had no idea like how much of production this is. So I had a makeup artist do my makeup every day, and then I had sound people like hook me up. It was a huge production. It was really cool. And so we really just, that was awesome. And she just coordinated it all. And I don't know, I just felt so supported by her the whole time. And she is one that just wants to like make other people shine, which was just a really awesome experience. Like, I just really enjoyed working with her and hope we can continue in the future. And she's just going to be an advocate for just like women in optometry, whether that's with us or with other people or just like in her day-to-day life. She's just an advocate for us. And I love it. We had just really awesome interviews. I mean, I knew the people that I was interviewing were like super cool, and I was already obsessed with them, but I had no idea how obsessed I would be with every single person I interviewed. Okay, guys, I'm here with Kristen Corey. She is just talking to me all about like all the things that Johnson & Johnson wants to do and love on new grads, and I just love it. And so I just want to know, how is your first optometry's meeting? Are you loving it?
I love everything about it. It's so cool to meet all these professionals and soon-to-be optometrists that are so excited about this field and just like to have a good time. So I'm really loving my time here so far.
Oh, so good. Well, I'll see you all week because she's with J&J, and you know where we're going to be all week. Right with J&J. So we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, it's me again. But guess who I'm here with? It's your favorite, Dr. Jennifer. Oh my gosh, that's the most excited anyone's ever been to say my name. Well, you know what? We're pretty darn excited that you're here because we talk about you all the time on the podcast. And so now you're here in real life person.
It's kind of crazy. Don't you think it's awkward when you meet someone you're that you feel like you know so well?
Uh-huh.
And it's, we never actually met before.
No.
And I feel like I'm best friends with you. And I think that's not awkward.
No, it's not awkward at all. At all. So, okay, we just did our interview. How'd it go?
Amazing, because you are the best host. I feel like this is like a Katie Couric sort of like level of intimacy that you develop with who you're interviewing.
It's just fun. It's just good fun. So, how's OM been doing?
I'm having a blast here. There's so much stuff that you can stop in and actually really interact with the booths.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm learning a lot at the same time getting to connect with people
that
typically I'm only seeing online, which that couldn't be any better.
Yeah. It's like actual real life social media, like
real,
physically
real,
social.
Real life social media.
We do actually socialing and doing some media while we're socialing. So, all right. Well, here's another awkward closing. Hi, y'all. So we did it. We finished the last interview. We're done. We can breathe. No more makeup sessions for us. So I'm here with the incredible Felicia that has just set all this up and just made our lives wonderful. So did you have fun? Did you enjoy this? Was this good?
Yeah, this was such an incredible experience to see optometrists and optometry students getting together, talking about the things that they love and the things that they're passionate about. It's such a great opportunity for us to bring them together at Johnson & Johnson Vision. It was really huge, and to see it come to life and to see all the content that's come out of it, it's amazing. And that's what I love about it, is like bringing people together. That's the beauty of live events and connecting people in that way in terms of common things that they're passionate about.
Hi, y'all. Okay, so we're back. But guess where I'm now? We're at Project Foresight. We're back to where it all began. I just touched the trophy again. My name and Rachel, our names are on it. I actually got to see it. It's true. So I'm here with Dr. Yaldo. Dr. Yaldo just like made sure that Rachel and I, our craziness was kept intact, we didn't go too nuts, but also like is the best. So you run Project Foresight. This is like your baby. This is what you do. So how excited are you tonight?
I am stoked.
Good.
It has been many months of work, as you remember. Mm-hmm. So we start in the fall and we go through to optometry's meeting at the end of June. And then in 2 months, I'll be back at it again. So it's a ton of work, but it all comes to fruition tonight.
Yeah, I'm really excited for like whoever's going to win this. We've got like looking at these posters here. They are beautiful. Like they are large and beautiful. So this is really exciting. So do you have any words of advice for Rachel and I as we leave our time as Project Foresight's current winners? Like how do we step away from this?
Use the enthusiasm that you have. That's kind of your backbone, right?
Yeah.
And the whole point of Project Foresight is to think about the business aspect of our profession, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of just the clinical terms. Everybody gets that great education. And we know that, you know, you know how to be great clinicians and you're going to continue to get better. But not everybody goes out and hones in on that business knowledge. And so you have the business acumen. And you know, we'd like to think that we're a part of that. And
yeah, so you are.
Keep it going with whatever your passion is. And best of luck.
Thanks. We're going to miss you guys so much. Okay, y'all. Talk to you soon.
Day 4.
Good morning. It's Saturday. And as you can probably tell, I didn't talk to anybody on Friday. I didn't do my recap last night because, again, we were out the wee hours of the morning having a blast. So yesterday was just the busiest day I think I've ever been a part of in my life. I was at the Luxottica sunglass sale, bought some sunglasses for my family for me, started at 8:30, got there at 8. We had Defocus Media meetup at 9, and that was awesome. We had such a good conversation. We really got to talk about just everything. So that was awesome. And then I went and did some interviews for J&J. We really got to talk a lot about really good things. I think y'all will be excited for what we have coming out. Then I went to Alexa Von Tobel, and also I went to the Luxottica education course. And then I went and recorded all day, had an incredible time. I went to UMSL reception. Then I went to Project Foresight reception. Walmart has just been an awesome supporter of Rachel and I as we've gone through this process. And then went and met up with some people from iForward, which is a program through Luxottica. And then I went to Luxottica Live, and we had a blast, an absolute blast. So that's the day. And I'm tired. I'm real tired. I'm just soaking up every second, but I think I'm going to need a nap tomorrow. So I'll check in with you guys some today. But that's about it. Okay, thanks. Bye.
So Saturday morning, I woke up and I got to go to Essilor's Future of Optometry breakfast, which was really awesome. I got to represent Defocus Media there, and it was just really cool. I just heard some really awesome stats, and like they just talked about like how there's like going to be more artificial intelligence that'll probably come into kind of how optometry works, as well as we need to just be cognizant of like how the baby boomers are growing and how optometry schools are growing. And so that was just really cool. And then we also talked about how like women are taking over the profession and how we're all pretty pumped about that. So yeah, that was really awesome. Then I went and saw Evan and his two best friends. Yeah, it was really awesome. I just really got to hang out with them and enjoy just like Colorado some. And then I went to work. I was a CE monitor. And so I worked from noon till 10:30 and just got to see Howie Mandel. I got to be at the AOSA Spotlight featuring AOSA Legends event, which was really cool. I got to sit in on some really cool CE, which was awesome. One of them was talking about like how to help women also achieve lifestyle choices when they come into your optometry office. So like how they're able to, you know, your help able to help patients that are female be able to be makeup people, and like if they don't want to wear glasses and all those different things, like really cool options. It was cool.
And how about that scavenger hunt?
Well, I took some liberties with the rules.
Okay, so, all right.
Hold on, let me pull up my scavenger hunt list. So the one thing that I am most proud of on this list is getting a signature of somebody named Aaron, spelled A-A-R-O-N. I'm most proud of this.
Oh my gosh, you did it.
Yeah, I did, because I was just like not sure how I was going to do this. And I was like talking to this guy that actually is from Kansas and he goes to school in Oklahoma. And I was like, hi, I'm Kate. And he's like, hi, I'm Aaron. And I was like, wait, can you tell me how you spell your name? And he was like, yeah, A-A-R-O-N. And I was like, I need to ask you a strange favor. And so I asked him to take a picture and then sign my phone on like the new like app with like the new thing where you screenshot and you can like sign your name on it. So that's what he did. So, and then I also, did I send you the picture of, I found these cool earrings that were made out of wood and they were glasses.
Perfect.
Yeah, that they were incredible. For sure. And so that was really cool. I do have a picture of Howie Mandel. So that was awesome. He was so funny. And he just got glasses.
What? For the first time ever?
Yeah, like a year ago. And he got glasses because his wife was like, you need to go. Like, he's like, ugh, I can't see very well. And she's like, you need to go to your optometrist. And so, yeah, he did. The next thing on the scavenger hunt list is the song of the summer, and I took a few liberties with this as well. So I figured if I added up years that people had been in optometry school, it would equal the amount of years that somebody was a doctor.
Okay.
So I heard from my friend Allison, she loves Imagine Dragons, and so their new song, oh my gosh, well, it's not Thunder, they have another new one and I gotta think of what it is again, but she made me listen to it a lot. That was really good. And then, oh, what's her new song, I Like It, I got that one from a very close friend of mine that might have been from another state. Isn't that from you?
I said Cardi B.
Cardi B. So I added up your years, and then I added up my friend Allison's years. And so you guys are 8 years, so you'd have been out of practice for a couple years, and those are songs from 2018. So yeah, and then other liberties that I took with this. Oh, high five from a mascot. There was no roaming eyeballs this year. Yeah, I was really disappointed. I just love the roaming eyeballs. And so I decided to take a few liberties with this as well.
Okay.
So you said like a mascot. And so I was thinking somebody that's a mascot for optometry.
Who's that?
I have a picture of me with my friend, Dr. Carissa Lee. And she is just like the face of optometry things all over the place. And the high five is not documented. But after our interview, she gave me this huge high five. And it was awesome. So, yeah, I have a picture with her. And, yep, she's the mascot of optometry.
All right.
So these are my liberties that I took with the rules. I hope that's okay.
It is okay. And I've taken some liberties with your prize. So instead of getting a microphone for your phone, I'm getting you a tin can with a string and then a rolled up piece of paper that's like a megaphone for your tin can phone.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Oh, okay. I think that'll work. I think that'll work.
All right. Well. Cool. Oh my God. How was the rules video presentation?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I didn't cry. I thought I would, but I didn't. Instead, I just screamed the whole time and sang the lyrics extremely loud. It was awesome. So for those that haven't seen it yet, it is Grease. And so the link is coming to us later this week, with everything. So hopefully it'll be posted, on our Twitter, the link to it, so you guys can watch. It's good. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I really haven't seen this. I'm 100% biased. I feel like this is the best one ever. So
yeah. I agree. I totally agree. And I watched it on the Facebook live feed from Nick's cell phone.
Yeah. And it was so good. Mm-hmm. It just was so fun. And I just really enjoyed all of it.
Well, Kate, I can't wait to watch all your videos, listen to them on this podcast feed. I'll listen to your interviews with all the people. I heard you're like Katie Couric, according to one of the interviews that I listened to with you and Dr. Lyerly.
Yeah, she really thinks I'm like Katie Couric, and I'm very honored by this, but I'm also very concerned that she's giving, now I have a lot more credit that I have to like live up to. But it was an absolute blast. Like, Rachel, I've decided that you're coming with me to every other conference because people, like, I just talked about you all the
no
time.
Way.
And I didn't print out a face of you on a stick.
No, that was really on me. I should have been in charge of the stick face.
No. The person that is going to the conference is in charge of the stick face. So... I needed to bring that with me, and so because I literally talked about you the whole time, and I've decided that we just have to do all of this together.
Well, next year it's in St. Louis, so we definitely will.
We're gonna take it over, and
okay, cool. Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be fun, and we'll just be goofy and silly, and it'll be a blast. And I just can't wait because, I mean. Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, like, also, if you haven't followed us on Instagram and Twitter and stuff, we've had a lot of cool people follow us and a lot of cool people tag us and things. And so, like, log on and check it out because these people are movers and shakers.
Yeah.
So they're going to, like, if you want to see what's really going on in optometry, the people that have just, like, followed us and been a part of this journey are really making a difference. Like, these people are so cool.
And you, too, are a cool listener. And so if you follow us, you are you're a mover and shaker by proxy.
Oh, 100%. Like,
by
the
transitive property?
Communicative, because we're communicating.
Oh, my God. I love you so much. That was really
also,
good.
Also, to all the people that I met this week that were just like, I love your podcast. I love you and Rachel. I just want to say thank you for just sticking out with us, like, through all of the kinks and all of the love. Like, I just absolutely love that you guys are just a part of our journey. Like, it was so cool, Rachel. Like, I don't think you realize, like, you're slightly famous.
What?
Yeah. People are obsessed with you.
No way. No way.
So it works out well.
Well, yeah, I'm obsessed with those people and you, and I'm proud of you.
So, Rachel, what did you take away from me rambling to you over my phone for a week?
Okay. I did actually take away a lot. You are so hilarious. Like, the people that you interviewed on these things were, like, just expressing their adoration.
Which I told them every time I finished that I, first of all, am awkward as I'll get out as at endings. So behind the scenes of J&J real fast. So one time I ended an episode of Insight Studios with, "Kay, thanks, bye." Okay, so my takeaways. I took away that literally optometry is incredible. I also found out that, like, I mean, optometry people are just the nicest people in the entire world. And we are just so supported. And just, like, as women in optometry, we're just so supported. And I just love it. And then the third one is, I need sleep. That's the big takeaway that I got out of all this week, is I needed some sleep.
Okay. Well, my action item for the upcoming month is going to be to watch and listen to all of your Johnson & Johnson Insight Studio interviews.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I think you guys are going to love them. It's just, I mean, it literally feels like we're, like, should be sitting on a couch talking with friends over coffee.
That's awesome.
It's so fun.
I'm so excited for it. All right, Kate, go to bed. Happy birthday. Miss you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe lots.
Too.
All right. Thanks for listening. Okay. Follow us on RK Lunch Date on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to email us, you can do that where?
rklunchdate@gmail.com.
Boom. How easy is that?
Okay, you ready for my stellar ending?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.